All right, what if it was smaller than that, though? Say if it was only...
Patch. Cotton patch.
And if it was larger than 20 acres or larger than the area you had?
Well, that man was considered usually a cotton farmer.
Uh-huh. What would you call his land?
Well, because that was his only money crop, and he was what was known as a cotton farmer.
Mm-hmm.
And he raised his cotton and then sold it after it was baled and moved into, you see, they had cotton factories back in that daytime, a warehouse, and he'd store his cotton here until he got a chance to sell it. And the cotton mills bought it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. What about the fences that you might keep around your yard or garden?
Well, most of them in latter days were hog-type wire fences, but in the days gone by, they had what they call rail fences, that they would cut down the pines and split them up into rails and build fences out of the rails.
How about a smaller fence that you might use around a garden? Did you have a name for that?
All of the fences that I've ever known have been wire fences.
Uh-huh. And what about the other kind of fences that you might use to keep in cattle? Have the twisted wire around it with the pointed ends?
Well, there were some fences that you would call picket fences. They're made by up and down boards that were fenced in area.
Well, what about one that might keep in cattle then?
Well,
that was wire and not made out of wood.
The pasture was fenced with wire fencing.
Okay. Same kind of wire fence that might catch your pants when you tried to climb over it? That kind
Well, they had barbed wire for some,
right.
But where they kept pigs, they had to use what was known as hog-type wire.
Mm-hmm.
That would keep the hogs and the small cattle, calves, in the pasture.
Well, you were talking about a picket fence that was made out of wood. Do you remember any other names?
That's around residences.
Any other names, maybe? For fences made out of wood. Anything like maybe a snake fence or something like that? Snake fence? Okay. And what would you call the holes that you dig? What would you put in them when you're stringing a barbed wire fence that you'd nail the fence to?
Well, most of them were posts that we cut out of the woods.
All right. And what would you call a fence or a wall that was made out of loose stone or rock that you might find in a field?
We don't have that in this section.
Never seen that?
No.
Okay.
No, you'd find lots of that in the main section up in that section of the country.
Uh-huh. You don't have any kind of name for it then?
No.
Well, getting back to the things that you use inside a house, the utensils and such, I don't know if you've ever heard of this, but some people think that if you want to start a hen laying, you might put something in her nest to fool her. Have you ever heard that being done?
Yeah, kind of. I think you used to call it lay an egg. It was look, that was quite a practice. It was made of china most of the time, and was put in the nest for the hens that would sort of inspire them.